Projection is defined as the mental process by which people attribute to others what is in their own minds. When it comes to teaching yoga, if not thoughtfully considered, what can happen is that yoga teachers can begin to project their perceived experience of the practice of yoga onto the students that they are leading and teaching. This projection could include the preferences and interpretations that subconsciously reflect a biased experience upon the collection of individuals who have stepped into the yoga practice space in search of what the practice can uniquely provide for them. In today's episode, let's explore how projection could be impeding your ability to make a profound impact as a yoga teacher. Welcome to the Beyond Yoga Teacher Training Podcast, the podcast for yoga teachers to learn tips, techniques, and teaching approaches in order to build confidence and success teaching yoga. I am your host, Sandy Raper, and on this podcast, I am going to share with you my strategies and approach to teaching, along with stories from many teaching experiences that have supported me within a thriving teaching career for over two decades. Hey, are you a yoga teacher that struggles to show up to class feeling confident? Is knowing what to say and when to say it holding you back from providing the experience you want to share with students? Well, if you can relate, then look no further because I have the perfect solution for you to overcome this challenge, this obstacle, in as little as a week. The Key Cueing course is a mini course that will quickly infuse confidence and assurance into your teaching and unlock the mystery of cueing in as little as 5 days so that you can know and you can teach a highly effective and skillful yoga class each and every time you teach. Yes, every class you teach. If you desire to dig deeper into the what, why, and how of cueing, then check out my new online course, the Key Cueing Course. This quick new mini course is all about cueing, and it will support you in unlocking the mystery when it comes to knowing what to say, when to say it, and why you're saying what you're saying, so that you can lead those highly effective yoga class experiences. In this course, I will teach and equip you within the 10 essential keys you need to unlock the mystery so you will no longer wonder whether you're leading impactful and meaningful class experiences. It will be a reality. Take a moment and click the link in the show notes and consider enrolling today. I would love to meet you on the inside of the Key Cueing course. Thank you for joining me today. Let's get back to today's episode. Welcome back to the Beyond Yoga Teacher Training Podcast. So before we get too far into today's episode, I want to remind you or make you aware of the recent adjustment that I have made to the publishing schedule. Right now, you can expect fresh new episodes released on Tuesday every other week. By making this adjustment, I am allowing myself the opportunity of remaining consistent with offering you information and insight in a way that supports your ability to absorb and apply all that I share. Piling on more information is not my goal with the podcast, but rather I would love for this podcast to become a go-to ongoing resource for you that provides you with just what you need for that particular week or that particular episode. Be sure that you're staying connected by hitting the follow button on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Stay connected even further by clicking the link in the show notes and signing up for my email list. You will receive a great free guide for effective queuing when you sign up. Today, I want to highlight in this episode one of many where we are going to dig deeper into the relational aspect of teaching. We spend a good amount, I believe, of our time and resources as teachers developing the technical aspect of our teaching craft or our skill set. If the relational aspect is left unattended, though, or without much emphasis placed on that development, this vital piece of teaching, then we could be missing out on a bigger opportunity to make an impact as a yoga teacher. Today, we'll explore what might subtly be lurking in the subconscious of your teaching methodology and could actually be more of a common mistake that you're making when it comes to your approach to teaching. This common mistake is projection. Let me ask you this. Could you, as a yoga teacher, be subtly projecting your perceived experience of yoga onto the students that you teach? In this episode, I'm going to share about how that might show up and then how you can begin implementing a few key simple actions to redirect this mishap when it comes to teaching yoga. Let's begin by understanding the psychology behind projection. As with most aspects of life, we can view concepts and perspectives through a variety of lenses. Rather than focusing on understanding projection through the lens of what could be a negative projection of an experience, instead, I want to highlight and share from what is more of a positive projected experience of your relationship with yoga, and the aspects that you love or think others should love as much as you do about the practice. This is where projection and the aspect of projecting begins to show up. If our personal practice experience is a big preparation aspect for teaching others, then how then do we teach in a way that invites students to craft and create their own unique autonomous experience without it being influenced by our perceived experience, including our likes and dislikes? The complexity of the human experience and all that one brings with them when they step onto their yoga mat requires that the relational aspect of teaching is explored so that we are ready and capable to meet the needs of the various individuals that will step through the doors into the setting of what we call a yoga class. As a yoga teacher, the relational development of your teaching skill set will serve you greatly as you seek to understand and meet students where they are within the practice of yoga and shared in a way that is non-biased and offers the power of choice given to each student so that they can decide, they can choose, and they can ultimately create the experience that they wish to have. The development of the relational, right side functioning of our brains includes strong identifying markers of our emotional state of being and the resilient aspect of returning to joy when conflicting emotions arise. So then the yoga class setting and the teacher facilitating that experience, serving in the capacity of facilitation, requires an understanding of the learned projections and emotions that are brought into the practice space. As we dig deeper into the understanding of projection and psychological projection, this concept was first introduced and seen by Sigmund Freud back in the 1800s as a defense mechanism designed to help us feel safe from feeling judged. Perhaps then, for the yoga teacher, there is an insecurity and vulnerability that is felt, and that the confidence that could be lacking in your ability to teach shows up within the approach that you take to teaching, being led with directives that suggest what the student should or shouldn't feel, the rigidity of alignment and the expressed language that suggests how students should or shouldn't express a yoga pose. So those projected judgments that are coming from how the yoga teacher is actually feeling coming into the space, this projection in some way provides comfort and security for the teacher. Projection can also be understood within Carl Jung's shadow work. And often we hear of this work when we dig deeper into the aspect of studying the practice of yin yoga and the exploration made to evaluate the deeper aspect of our being within the edge of stillness. Further study would also suggest to us that when we look to positive projection, if we project our ability or experience onto another, then it might be that we are unconsciously trying to create an attachment. This would be the cultivating of the byproduct of a teacher projecting what they perceive the quote ideal practice or yoga pose or favored yoga pose to be, and in hopes of connecting more deeply, the student begins to attach themselves to the choices of the teacher's preference rather than the creation of an autonomous encounter where they would set themselves up for greater success in the practice by noticing and evaluating their unique practice experience. Projection becomes a transfer of ownership, and when put into the context of teaching yoga, the evaluation to consider speaks to agenda and the learning objectives that you seek to share with students as a teacher. Are these objectives based upon what you like or dislike in the practice? Does your class sequence reflect that which supports the student in their development of a solid foundation and practice experience, one that sets them up for success after the class and in the developed discipline of a consistent life practice? Does your sequence plan include that which you like or the style of practice that you lean more heavily into as a teacher? Could it be that what you practice personally isn't necessarily the style of practice or the collection of yoga pose sequences that will best serve the community of students you will be leading? Be careful that your class sequences are reflective of an experience that isn't projected or biased based upon your preferences. Just because you love a certain yoga pose doesn't mean that your classroom of students will have the same experience. And just because you practice certain poses doesn't mean that they are necessarily appropriate or even relevant to be added into the classes that you lead. Keep asking yourself what your learning objectives are for the students that you lead. Notice when the projected ego aspect of yourself wants to creep in and be nurtured rather than the class being taught in a way that empowers others to find their unique path of purpose in the practice. So how do we develop the relational aspect of teaching that supports more of a collective therapeutic interaction that isn't subjected to the projective identification of a defense system? We focus on the aspect of using identifiers that involves loving, joyful effects where a group, the yoga classroom of students, can experience a collective rush and encounter of good feeling and increased capacity for joy. This aspect then activates more of the right side functioning of our brains and becomes more than just the logical or analytical left brain function. Think about this. People in love can sometimes read one another's minds in ways that cannot be accounted for logically. Within this heightened, fast-track relational encounter that we can have and experience in the yoga practice, and as teachers lead students within a collective experience where students are equipped and they are guided with language of discovery and choice. The therapeutic relationship inevitably emerges when the student and the teacher comprise the mutuality determined emotional atmosphere of the class setting. Your language as the teacher, as the facilitator, is a powerful guiding force towards tapping into this relational aspect of what I'm really going to call a full-brained teaching experience and practice experience for the students. Allow your presence as the teacher, as the facilitator, to guide and nurture this environment while providing a class practice that isn't a projection of a perceived practice, but more of one that the student chooses. And there is a co-created experience involved here. So begin to look for more episodes to come where I'm going to expand and share insight to how we can further develop the relational aspect of teaching yoga. I'm excited to dig into this deeper with you as we embark on the road to growth and development within this most worthy endeavor of teaching yoga. Be sure to stay connected. Go ahead and click that follow button and then click the link in the show notes and connect to me through your email, and I'll send you that wonderful free guide, and I'll look forward to connecting with you in the next episode. Until we meet again, thank you. Thank you for joining me today, and I wish you well along life's journey, and I'll look forward to spending time with you in the next episode.